Happy Tuesday, Carry On listeners. This is our second episode for season one. Have such a good word to download for you guys today that is super relevant, and I was really excited about it. So recently, last weekend, for a four-day fair, our community hosted the South Carolina Heritage Fair, and it was a great experience. But on our way in, we were offered a Bible from the Gideons. I'm sure most of you listening are familiar with the Gideons. They pass out free Bibles. But my whole crew said yes to the awesome newest version of their small New Testament. As I was waiting in the car yesterday, on Wednesdays, I'm in the car for about 4 hours between pickup and drop off and taking my kids where they need to go, trumpet lessons and dance lessons on Wednesdays. Wednesdays seem to be the day. But just decided to turn off the radio and really go to the Lord on what did He want to speak to me. And it was just such an encouragement to my soul. So I really felt strongly about sharing this word, and I believe you will find it very relevant and helpful to you. So we are going to go into the book of James, chapters 1 and 2. And today, our episode is about the anger of man. So I recently had a discipleship call with a very dear friend and colleague, and our topic, our point of concern, was the wicked anger that seems to be violently spreading across the globe. Anger is manifesting in every area of our lives, including to a great degree on social media. And so we had a great discussion about what would Jesus think about believers and how Christians are representing the image of Christ in these days. And as many of you know, there are many followers of Christ. There are people that are operating in their faith that are also operating in some intense anger. And so I just went to the Lord on that and asked for wisdom. And we know He promises in His word that He gives us wisdom generously. And I really appreciate and value the moments with the Lord when He just shows up so quickly. And so here's where the Lord led me. James chapter 1, verse 20. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. I'm going to read that again. The anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. And this could be any man, any human operating with anger, whether you are a Christian, a Christ follower or not. Anger in general does not produce the righteousness of God. And so I wanted to share with you guys, based on scripture, God's response, what the Lord would say and is saying about the anger of man in this current day and age. And by the way, it hasn't changed in 2,000 years. How we manifest this anger, especially culturally and globally now because of technological advances, really is allowing us to see this manifested on a level that is extremely overwhelming. We are also dealing with a pandemic and things that are unprecedented in the last 200 years of history, given the technological advances. So the first thing that I asked the Lord is, what would we say to people that are operating in anger, man's anger, as opposed to righteous anger in the Lord? And He quickly took me to verse 21. The Lord says, therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. And so the connection that I got from that, number one, is meekness. Number two, it is spiritually impossible to walk in meekness, which is also humility, apart from the implanted word of God. And I found the download in James 1:21 absolutely incredible, how the Lord in His word ties meekness and humility to the implanted word. And so as we go about our day, it is spiritually impossible for us to leverage our faith in God with credibility, according to what lines up with the nature of God if we are not operating in meekness and humility tied to our time in the Word. So I thought that was a fantastic filter that would allow us to guard our hearts and help us avoid operating in the anger of man, and encouraging us to focus on our purpose in our faith is to produce the righteousness of God. And so if we are operating in man's anger, we are limited and restricted from producing the righteousness of God. So therefore, why would we allow our words, our behaviors to manifest with anger, be led by anger, influenced by anger? Because as Christ followers, our design and purpose is for our life to reflect the righteousness and nature of God. And so we see in James 1:20 that that is not possible if we are operating in our own anger. The second thing that the Lord showed me was right next to that in verse 23. If anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. Verse 24, for he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. Verse 25, but the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who is acting, he will be blessed in what he is doing. And so we are seeing continuously throughout our day manifested. It could be at the grocery store, the gas station, at our children's schools, in local government, and also on Facebook, Instagram, social media, that the people that are activated in what they are doing, but they are led by their own anger and not fruitful behavior producing the righteousness of God, that they are not blessed in what they are doing. They are leading a fight that is not the right fight. They are fighting a fight that is the wrong fight. And the example that is being set forth is not pointing people back to what edifies God and his nature and his word, rather self-edification, where it's glorifying the person. But in most cases, it is creating a person who is forgetful, like a man who looks intently at his natural face in the mirror and forgets, goes away at once and forgets what he was like. And so the second key point that I wanted to share with you guys is we don't want to waste our words, and we certainly don't want to waste them in anger, and we want them to be the Lord's words, and we want them to be memorable. And when we speak, we want the power, presence, and authority of the Lord to speak through us, and that it would have an eternal lasting impact. And when we throw our words out in anger, Scripture tells us that people will quickly forget what that is like. And so we don't want the image of Christ to be forgotten. And we also know that it's spiritually impossible to fully represent the image of Christ and it have eternal impact if we are operating in our own anger. And so I thought that would be a really good second takeaway. And I'll just repeat that verse. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. And this is verse 26, and this really hit me. This is point number three. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. And so here we see religion and faith tied together. But I think it's very interesting that here in verse 26, we see the religious spirit called out with an unbridled tongue. And so a lot of us who are operating sometimes in anger, what's manifesting is that religious spirit, and it deceives the heart. And even though we're passionate and convicted about what may be moving us to anger, maybe it's a pro-life issue, or it's something that you're deeply convicted about, We are actually operating in a spirit of deception, because what's happening is we're letting our heart, our flesh, our feelings lead us, and that is actually tied to a religious spirit. And so in verse 26, we see here where the Lord equips us with wisdom to discern how to properly use our tongue and not let our heart be deceived, because we don't want to have a faith or practice religion, because that practicing religion is worthless. And so I think that it would be wise of us to recognize that man's anger can often operate in that religious spirit. And we are not being fruitful for the kingdom when we are allowing that. We know that a fruit of the Spirit is self-control. A fruit of the Spirit is also patience and gentleness. And when we are operating in our own anger and emotion and our tongue is not bridled, we are not operating with the Holy Spirit. And so often I hear people say all the time, that someone came to them with a word from the Lord. And guys, I will tell you that anytime, first of all, you always test everything in prayer. Scripture tells us to test the spirits. Even if you have a spiritual mom or father, you need to test it in prayer, test it in the Word of God, and let the Lord speak to you on that word before you receive it. But I will also tell you that the Holy Spirit, when someone brings a word to you, it is never absent of love and kindness. That does not mean it won't be a firm word, but you can always recognize the operation of the Holy Spirit with love and kindness. And so people, unfortunately, don't get to experience the love of Christ, the power and authority of that love in our life when we are operating in anger. So I want to leave that word with you. And again, that's in James chapter 1. And the scripture references, I would encourage you to read James chapter 1 and go all the way through chapter 2 and let it sink into your soul. And again, the implanted word is really what properly equips us to bridle our tongue. And so I just want to leave that word with you today. Have a great day. And no matter what life throws at you, carry on.